Hey there, Morgoth! I'm your new friend!
We're gonna spend eternity together!
Live from the internets, it's Vassals of Kingsgrave Tolkien Trivia, starring Matt.
Oh, you're that dick. Oh, Gorebag, he's such a Gorebag.
Paul.
Paul! Trixie Greg.
Adam.
I'll take high story, Greg.
Alex.
My hand's on the buzzer.
Shane.
Klaatu, Larata.
And your scorekeeper, Nadia.
Shane gets the point because he played by the rules.
And your host and reigning champion, Greg.
Technically, it's the label Lathian, which is commonly misconstrued as Luthian.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the second of our planned 100 podcast series of the Tolkien Trivia Nights, Vassals of Kingsgrave. My name is Greg. I am the reigning champion, and I will be hosting this round. And playing with us tonight, we have Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Varley on the forums.
Adam.
That's me.
Paul.
Best host, Sir General on the forums.
Alex.
Good evening. Lucky Charms on the forums.
Shane.
Hey. Shane, East Texas Direwolf on the forums.
And Nadia.
Hi, everyone.
Why does the girl gotta go last? What's up with that?
I just realized I was so bad, but I just read it in the order it is on my screen. I was not
She's not a contestant tonight. She's scorekeeper.
Yeah.
She's still here. Right. So Nadia will be the scorekeeper and the laying down of any law that needs to be laid down. And Paul will go over the rules of the game.
There are three rounds, each round growing in difficulty. The rounds will consist of several categories of questions. These categories are culture, history, geography, and characters. Round 1 questions count for 5 points, round 2 for 10, and round 3 for 15. Whoever has the most points at the end is dubbed Lord of the Rings, while everyone else gets smoke on some long bottom leaf. Silmarils.
I want to lose.
Yeah, everyone, I think, wants to lose. In each round, there is a random question designated as a Silmaril, which makes the question count for double points if you get it correct. If you lose the Silmaril question, however, you lose 5 points as you are driven mad by its loss. Morgul Blades. Each player is armed with one Morgul Blade. If you feel another player is really far ahead and needs to lose some points, stab them with the Morgul Blade. The blade curses.
Okay, use mine now.
The blade curses their question to become a very difficult question of a random category. If the person gives the wrong answer, 30 points get deducted from their total. However, if they get it right, they recover with some Ethelas and are given 10 points regardless of what round it is.
Interesting. Do we have an order of contestants?
Well, I have a toss-up question that will determine who goes first. So, I'll be surprised if anyone knows the exact answer, but it's whoever's closest will get to go first.
And then we'll just do it.
All right, so the toss-up question is, how many years have been recorded between the first and third ages of Middle-earth?
Oh.
Over 9,000.
So I'll go around. Matt, what's your answer?
First and last, 8,000?
All right, Adam?
9,352.
Oh, you're that dick. Someone say 9,353.
Paul?
50,000.
Paul. This is just the first three ages, you see, now.
One year.
As we know it.
Shane, what's your guess?
So this is all the years of the first, second, third, or just the second?
No, but the first, second, and third ages, how many?
Okay.
Oh.
What about the first?
Are we counting the years of the trees?
I'm counting the
That's what I was asking.
Second age and the third age.
That would be...
The first age is when the Noldor...
12,602.
All right. Alex?
It's like 6,500, isn't it?
6,500. All right. The correct answer is 7,052 years.
God damn it. I was so close. Oh.
Alex is the winner there. He's off by 552 years.
Because the first age is only like 500 years, isn't it?
I like how Alex is like, oh, I'm a paper tiger. I'm not going to get anything fucking right.
You got it right. The most agreement, the first age was 590 years. Second age was 3,441. And the third age was 3,021.
No, I disagree about the first age.
This is not counting the unnumbered years. They're the years of the trees. This is the first age is when the Noldor set foot in Middle-earth.
Is there like a red flag?
Around because they're the only ones who matter.
Right. All right. So, Alex will go first.
Alex, Matt, Adam, Shane, Paul. All
right. I'm going to rely heavily on Nadia to tell me who's up and everything. So. All right.
Nadia's the real host.
Same categories as before?
Same categories.
I'll take geography, please.
All right. What mountain lies to the northern end of the Misty Mountains and was the mythical place of the awakening of Durin the Deathless, but has since come to be the home to the Goblin King as recently as the Hobbit?
Mountain range?
What mountain?
Gundabad.
Correct. 5 points to Alex. All right, Matt, you're up.
All right.
What's your category, Matt?
Dealer's choice.
Nadia, you can pick one for Matt if you'd like.
Culture.
All right. I'm using actual paper, so you'll hear pages flipping.
What a book owner thing to do.
Yeah, I am too. What else do you use?
Like, I don't know, some Google Doc, like some weird people.
Millennials.
All right, one of these questions I have to sing, so I'm going to hold that off until later. All right. What creatures were said to haunt the crypts and land directly to the southeast of the Shire?
Sparrow whites.
Correct.
Yay.
5 points to Matt. You're tied with Alex.
Thanks, Nadia.
You pick the category, I pick the question. All right, Adam, you're up.
No.
Right? No?
All right, what do we got?
Geography, culture, history,
and characters.
Characters. I forgot.
I'll take high story, Greg.
All right, Sean. What was the name of Morgoth's mace? It was also the name of the battering ram when they...
Hey,
I'm making the questions up.
Come on, right. Matt. Adam's had a few drinks already. Give him some slack.
I know, I gotta catch up.
Grond is Grond.
Yeah, okay, I knew that one.
The chant like the orcs did. But, all right, 5 points to Matt, to Adam, so everybody's tied. All right.
I can rectify that.
That's some good confidence there, Shane.
What category would you like, Shane?
I'll take culture.
What name did Beren give to Lúthien, and what does it mean in English, or the common tongue?
It's an excellent question.
And you can get partial points. A lot of them have multiple answers, so you can try to get, you know, part of it.
Tatu Marata. I don't know that, and Beloved. I don't know.
I know.
I do.
If anybody wants to steal... I was going to give you the rules. If you steal, you get half the point. So whatever like the person would have got, you get half. So that's just across the board.
Matt
and Paul kind of yelled out there.
Yeah.
Matt Paul.
So you got to wait for the host to say, anyone want to steal, and then anyone can steal.
Okay.
This is
so, Matt, did you get them both? I know Paul said them both.
No, Paul yelled out to Nubial, and I said, which means Nightingale. All
right, so you'll each get, two points.
I was
half of five is 2.5 there, Greg.
Are we doing halves? Nadia, are you comfortable doing halves? I wouldn't be, but it's up to you.
Yeah, so then they'd get, like, 1.25 each.
No, give them 2.5 each. That's fine.
Okay. You're being generous today.
Oh, thank you. We'll see how
it's only the first round.
Yeah.
So who said Matt and Alex?
Matt and Paul get 2.5 each.
Matt and Paul, okay.
And now, Paul, you get to choose.
I'll take characters for 500.
What was the name of the Gondorian soldier and guard of the Citadel who welcomed Pippin to Minas Tirith, and a bonus point for the name of his son who showed Pippin around the city?
It was Beregond, and his son was Burgil?
Correct, on both fronts. So that's
6 points
for Paul.
Yeah.
Did not know Burgil. Good poll.
I was so angry that Beregond didn't show up in the movies. I was so looking forward to seeing him. All right, back to Alex for his selection.
Geography again, please.
Hey, how is old boy's name for old girl culture?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't know what the fuck culture meant, so like at the end I was just throwing anything into culture. But it's a cultural question. It's a language question. Anything language falls under culture in my book.
That's what I was doing when I was
otherwise it's culture like, questions. It's so easy to get geography and history, but like I don't know what culture is. So.
Also, they say that in the Lay of Baron and Luthien, or the Lay of Luthien.
Tenuvian. Technically, it's the Lay of Lathien, which is commonly misconstrued as Luthien, but...
Oh, okay.
Yoo-hoo, that's some good book reading.
All right, Alex, geography. What stone marks the center of the Shire?
I haven't the foggiest idea.
I got him on an easy question. We'll give him a couple seconds. But...
Oh, easy.
You want to take a guess? Or...
No.
Come on, it's got to... I'll
steal it.
Anyone want to steal?
I'll steal it.
Does anyone else want to... All right.
It's the three-farthing stone.
It is the three-farthing stone.
Oh, I was going to guess even something more hobbitish, like middle stone or center stone.
Just the stone.
Middleston.
It's what we call the center stone.
All right, so 2.5 points for Paul there, Nadia.
Yes.
All right, Matt, you're up.
Fuck. Where are the things again?
Geography, history, culture, or characters?
How about history?
History, all right. What are the names of the two trees of Valinor?
Fuck, it's Telperion and...
Is Telperion.
Come on, Matt. I mentioned these last night, literally.
Nimrod. I don't know.
Think of the names. One was like silver. One was not silver. What is that name? You can use. Come on, use your linguistic knowledge to get it.
Who's icing that? Is it me?
That's me. Sorry.
Right. Andolian and Telperion.
Anyone else want to steal for the second one?
Laurelin?
Not silver.
Not silver. Yes, it was Laurelin.
Not silver, but gold.
All right, Paul's going to get way too many steal points. You guys will be quicker on the steals. So, 2.5 to Matt and 2.5.
Thief! Paul!
Whoa.
Gollum is joining us.
Yeah.
Gollum's grandfather.
No, it's the Gollum from the 1970s Hobbit.
Yeah. The one that terrified me and gave me nightmares. Alright, Adam, you're up.
Is that because he's described as a spider?
He was more spider-like back then. It was a thin hair. That's what really got to me. No.
How about culture?
By what name was Mirkwood formerly known?
That's culture?
Yeah, because the name changed over time.
Yeah.
It's language. Yeah.
It's got letters in it.
I just read this the other day too. I can't remember.
Steel, the Greenwood.
Matt, for the steel?
The Greenwood.
Well, the Greenwood's the easy. Like the,
Green.
Like
technically, it's Greenwood the Grey, but I'll give you Greenwood.
No, isn't there? Like I thought, there's like a Elvish name or something for it.
Oh, probably. There's probably like 9 names for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I didn't get it, because I was trying to think of the Elvish name.
Yeah.
That's all I
can. Okay.
I'm sure there is an Elvish name for everything, but Greenwood the Great, Greenwood it is. 2.5 to Matt.
Well, dang it.
Shane, you're up.
History.
This race of beings, closely related to Ents, helped defeat the orcs at the Battle of the Hornburg, as well as destroy Orthanc after the treason of Isengard.
Oh, is that the mad trees? They were pissed.
They were pissed.
Yeah, what are they called?
the Angry Forest? I don't know.
Anyone for the steel?
Hewarns.
Ah, fuck.
All right, Alex got it. Horns, or Hewarns, yes. Hewarns. I'm going to give Shane 1 point for angry.
Wait. Trees. Whose question is that?
Thank you.
History, number 5.
No, like, whose question was it?
Oh, that was Shane's question. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now we're on to Paul, right?
Again?
Paul's been stealing.
Again?
Yeah, Paul got the steal, and Shane got 2 points, actually. Give him 2 points for angry trees. And what did you say, Paul? What's category?
Geography.
What mountain lay at the easternmost end of the White Mountains in Gondor, below which the city of Minas Tirith was carved from the mountainside?
That was a Silmaril question. I just texted you.
Nadia chose to let us know a little late, but that's a Silmaril question, too.
I texted you.
All right.
Oh, I didn't see it. She's right. I was wrong. I've got too many texts going. Sorry. There we go.
It's Mount M.
Quick,
something.
Google it.
Mount M something. That's all I can give you.
Want to steal? Mindoro. Actually, no stealing on Silmaril questions. We established that, I believe.
Yeah, stealing is bad.
It was Mount Mindolwin.
Mindol.
What is Paul get for name like anyway. M?
Nothing. In the words of Willy Wonka, he gets nothing.
Okay, so he gets minus 5. Then.
You get nothing!
I lose 5.
So
there goes all your steal points.
We hate it! So, Naughty, can you give us a point total at this point?
Okay, Alex has 5. Matt has 12.5. Adam has 5. Shane has 2. And Paul has... 11. So Matt is winning.
Matt.
I should have 7 because I stole Huorns from Shane, so I should have.
Oh, that's
7.
Correct. Adam, Alex did steal Huorns.
Is this the end of a round? Or?
No, I just wanted an update.
I gave those points to Paul. I'm sorry.
Oh, so Paul is even farther behind me.
Ah, shit.
Like, I Paul isn't keeping track himself. Played. He knows how many points he has.
Alex has 7.5, and Paul has 8.5.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we've got enough questions for more round of round ones. Actually, we could go more, but we'll just do 3 rounds per one, because otherwise it's going to take forever. We can roll over the questions for next time. So, back to Alex, right?
Characters, please.
What were the 5 armies that took place in the Battle of 5 Armies?
Oh, come on.
That's a lot of characters.
No, I actually was wrong on this, because I thought one of these counted and they didn't, so it's not as easy as it seems. I mean, it is easy.
No, but we just went over this yesterday.
Elves. You guys are seeing the Hobbit, that's right.
Elves, dwarves, orcs, wolves, and eagles.
You've dwarves. Wait, nobody yells out yet. I just want to. Alex got dwarves, elves, wolves, and I'm going to give him orcs. So technically, they were goblins.
Yeah.
So Alex gets give him 4 points. And then who wants to steal?
Steal,
men.
Men,
yeah,
correct.
Men.
I thought it was eagles
steal.
Too. What's that?
I thought we were supposed to say steal. I knew that one.
Someone just yelled steal men. So
I don't know what's going. Stealing is not really well defined.
Was that Matt or who said that?
I said steal because I knew it. Not okay, yet. That's fine. I know the rules now.
So Shane gets the point because he played by the rules.
Okay.
Thank you. But also, like, there's also bats and eagles, and, like, there's more involved, but, like...
Right, but, like, they didn't count as...
Yeah.
They didn't have people write shit down.
Bjorn was, like, an army in himself, but he doesn't...
Yeah.
And Shane gets 1.
No, they were wolves. They were wolves.
They were wolves. There was wolves, goblins, and then the 3
men, right.
Dwarves. Yeah, and then I think we mentioned yesterday in the in the Rankin Bass version, they replaced I think the wolves with the eagles for some reason. So it was like 4-on-1.
Well, Bolg's an asshole, and you know started the whole thing.
Damn.
At least they didn't stop 2/3 of the way through like they did in Lord of the Rings.
At least. Legolas wasn't flying around on a fucking bat doing acrobats and...
He had anti-gravity boots. It was well established.
He literally ran up as the bridge was crumbling. And
anti-gravity. Gravity isn't the same in Middle-earth. It's a completely different universe. It could be different. It's fine.
He weighs like 10 pounds.
Apparently.
He doesn't even make footprints on snow. Come on.
Okay, you got me there.
All right, whose question was that? I forgot.
Don't worry about
mine.
It.
That was Alex's. Okay, so
4 points to me, 1 to Shane.
Yes. Word to Alex. And
boom.
One to Shane.
Give me culture again.
All right. I don't really want to sing, but what character sang the lines?
You sing for me. You sing for me, book owner.
What character sang the lines? To the sea, the white gulls are crying, the wind is blowing, and the white foam is flying. Who sang that?
Oh, could you sing it again? I know the answer, but I just want to hear it again.
No, there's 9 more lines, but I'm not singing those. I sang it like Rob Inglis sings it in the audiobook. That's the one. I sing it like
that. Yeah, that's about
sounded
right.
Very Inglis-y.
Inglisian.
That would be our favorite, not favorite elf with anti-gravity boots, Legolas.
Correct. So 5 points to Matt, and I get 1 point for singing.
He is not my favorite elf.
All right, so on to Adam. I think that's the only one I have to sing, but someone else might have to sing some other ones later on.
Ah.
If I get to sing any dwarf dwarvish songs, I'm in.
I feel like geography would not have any singing, so.
You'd be surprised.
What?
Did you still want geography?
Yeah.
This one has me doing an accent, so. What was the name of the region to the south of the Brownlands and north of the Falls of Rauras described by Gimli in the movie as an impassable labyrinth of razor-sharp rock?
Oh.
That was very Scottish.
Wait, isn't he supposed to
and
be more Welsh?
And after that, it gets even... Yeah, no, that was kind of... Well, he's Welsh, but he does a Scottish accent.
Isn't it a dwarfish accent?
It's a dwarfish accent, yes, according to John Rhys-Davies.
Just say malt beer.
Malt beer and
malt beer.
So say that again. It's the south of the Brownlands.
North of the Falls of Rauros. And if you had maps on your walls, you could get this pretty easily.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, some of us...
When are we permitted to steal?
Others.
Okay, yeah, when seconds. Are we permitted to steal so I can beat Alex to it?
My hand's on the buzzer.
We'll let Adam take a guess. Once he guesses, then we'll let you steal if it's wrong.
I should have studied the maps more. Is that like the Dagon lad?
Close to the deck. Well, it's on the
steel.
Way. All right.
Steel.
Matt for the steel.
Emin Muil.
Emin Muil.
Yeah.
So 2.5 to Matt.
Yeah. USA. USA.
Is it Morgul Blade time?
You can stab anyone anytime, but I would recommend holding off on the blades until later rounds, as we've learned, but it's totally up to you.
No.
All right, Shane, your subject?
Geography.
What was the name of the rocky outcrop of stairs where the eagles set down Thorin and company in The Hobbit before they met Beorn and entered the Mirkwood Forest?
Wow. It's really hard, man.
Can I reserve a steal if it comes
reserve
to
a steal.
You can't pre-steal.
Hold on.
It's got the first word.
Can you repeat the question?
What was the name of the rocky outcrop of stairs where the eagles set down Thorin and company in The Hobbit before they met Beorn and entered Mirkwood Forest? It was rumored to have been built by Beorn so he could gaze at the stars.
The High Pass.
Nope.
Steel.
That was Paul, I believe?
Yep.
Yes.
The Carrock?
The Carrock is correct.
Oh, okay.
So 2.5 to Paul.
All right.
And this is our last question of round one. Paul, it is yours. There's questions in every category left. Yeah, so you're fine.
All right, I'll take history.
What member of the Fellowship gave Bill Ferny a kick as he fled from the Brandywine Gate after the Battle of Bywater?
Oh, shit. Sam threw an apple at him in Bree. Was it Sam? Is it Sam?
Your answer?
Yes.
Incorrect.
Shit.
Steal.
Want to steal?
Yeah.
Who said that?
I did.
Jane.
Mary.
Incorrect.
Steal. Pippin.
Matt. Incorrect.
Pippin. Ah, shit!
Okay, first off, since there's a limited number of options, I say that only a few people can get it.
It's fine. It's kind of a trick question. The answer is Bill the Pony.
Yeah, it is a trick question. But he's not...
Trixie Greg.
He's technically not counted among the Nine Walkers, but he was on the Fellowship.
Yeah, until Moria, and they're like, fuck off.
All right, I wasn't going to count that. I just wanted to see everyone's reaction, so don't worry. So I'll give you another question.
That was a Myron question, if ever there was.
Yeah, that's your Myron. And I re-listened to that episode. It was still such bullshit because it was not in the books, but I'm over. It's cool. All right, here's your question.
All right.
What was Sauron's original name?
Myron.
Dang it.
Here's the real question. What was the name of the battle often referred to as a disaster at the beginning of the Third Age, where Isildur and his company were attacked by orcs, Isildur was killed, and the One Ring was lost for many years?
Battle of the Gladden Fields?
God damn it.
You got it.
Yes.
Yay.
Don't worry, Paul, I wasn't hoping for you to fail at all.
All right, Nadia, would you like to give us a points total for the end of round one?
Okay. So Alex has 11.5. Matt has, that's a lot of points, 20. Adam has 5. Shane has 3. And Paul has, 16.
16. All right, Matt, you are running away with it. Way to go.
Yeah, I'm now trying to get up to Adam, so it's going to be downhill from here on out.
You're looking to be a victim of a blade.
You Morgul blade someone by saying stab his ass.
But you have to say it. Stab his ass. There's no S in my language of Tolkien's Middle Earth dictionary, so.
Tis a flesh wound.
All right, so that ends round one. So no one has used a blade yet. All the blades are still in their sheaths. And so, Alex.
Give me those cactus, please.
All right.
Oh, we have a golem praising us. Background.
Nasty. What was the name of Elrond's wife? And a bonus 2 points if you can name her parents.
Ooh. Jesus Christ.
Celebrion, and it was Galadriel and Celeborn.
Correct, correct, correct. 10 yeah. points.
12 wow. points.
Wow.
Well, you just 12. Said 2
bonus points. I forgot, Nadia. Jeez. Matt, up to you.
Shit. Coulter.
What material was fashioned by the elves from mithril?
Wait a minute. What? Say it again.
What material was fashioned by the elves from mithril? It reflects only starlight and moonlight.
It's okay, but it sounds weird. Like, could I use, like, moon ink instead?
Moon ink is close, but I can't give you points for moon ink.
I said it's Isildi before.
What'd you say?
Isildi, isn't it?
He's got two letters of it. Anyone? Okay. You...
Well, Isildi is the elven translation, isn't it?
I think right. so.
Wait, are you being serious? I can't tell.
Dude, why would I say Isildi?
It's Ithildin.
Okay, so Matt wasn't right.
I can't tell if you were trying to convince me of something or if you were just bullshitting.
I think that was the old Noldor.
I don't think so.
I think that's what they say in the movies, at least.
No, it's Ithildin. Ithildin, sorry.
Okay, but Moon Ink wouldn't have worked?
1 point for Moon Ink. Put it on the board.
Is it really? Moon okay. Dust?
Yeah, if you give me an entertaining answer, that is, that, yeah, you can get a point for that.
Okay, so you just have Moon Ink.
All right,
if
Adam.
If you're going to be wrong, be funny wrong.
Exactly. Adam, what's the second category?
How about... characters.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Okay. When Sam puts on the Ring of Power and follows the orcs who took Frodo, he overhears two Uruk chiefs speaking. What were their names, and from which two Sauron strongholds did they hail from?
Jesus. One starts with an S. Is it Shagat?
I'll give you that. Shagrat.
Shagrat? Okay, and then Shagat, I don't know.
Shagat probably translates to something else in Old English that Tolkien would appreciate.
And, Snaga? Okay. And where did they come from? One was from Isengard, right? And...
You're getting your orcish groups mixed up.
Yeah.
Shagrat. So what are your two guesses for the locations?
Okay,
You just said one. He said Isengard.
One was from Cirithungol, and the other, I don't know.
All right, so Adam gets five.
Steel. Steel.
Agrat, Cirithungol, so Matt for the steel, and then Paul. So Matt?
Minas Morgul. All right.
And we'll go to Paul for the name if you got it. Paul, do you have a name?
I wanted the fucking location.
Anyone steal for the name? Nobody? Once? Twice? Sorry, Gorebag, he didn't make it.
Oh, Gorebag. He's such a Gorebag.
Shagrat.
Well, all right, so isn't Shagrat, like, kicks the shit out of Gorebag, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Later on, I think.
That's later when they're back in the tower. This is where they're, like, having that chat about, I just want to have a farm and rape and pillage, and why can't we just do that?
Where's he?
So, Matt gets 5 points. I'm sorry. Adam gets 5 points. Matt gets 2.5, right?
Yeah, because of,
What did Matt get? I missed that.
Matt got 2.5. All right. On to Shane, right?
That is correct.
I'll tell you if it's correct. Pick a question.
Characters.
And just anyone can stab at any point, just to make it known before I ask the question.
Oh. You keep your stabbing...
Yes, because they need to stab me.
No, I'm not. I didn't say that just because Shane was asking. When a rider of Rohan asks this member of the Fellowship, do we walk in legends or on the green earth in the daylight, he replied, a man may do both, for not we, but those who come after will make the legends of our time.
That's deep.
What member?
Mm-hmm.
What member of the Fellowship said that?
Strider.
Can I have a proper name, please?
Come on!
Aragorn, son of Arathorn, Elendil.
First off, calling him Strider is a kind of a dick thing that only the Bree people do.
That's all right. 10 points.
That's how we meet him. He introduces himself as Strider. That's like my buddy movie. Shemin, who introduced himself as Douche, and he's called Douche ever since.
First movie came out and Burger King had cups, that's what the name was on it.
Oh my god, I remember.
That was like everywhere. Was like Strider, like it was
Tolkien
everywhere, so that you wouldn't
Burger King cups.
They didn't. For some reason, they didn't want you to know his real name going into the movie.
All right, way to go, Shane. On to Paul.
I will take history.
History. Name the three confirmed unions of humans and elves in the entire history of Middle-earth.
Oh. Baron and Luthien.
And that's the subtle question. I just decided that.
All right. Paul gets another subtle question.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Baron, got to get them all, though.
Baron and Luthien. Tuor and... She's the daughter of Turgon. That's all you really know. All you really know is that, oh, she was an elf. Meiglin wanted to fuck the brains out of her, even though they were cousins. And she wanted to her instead, and that happened.
Sure, boyo, but what's her name?
Well, you've only gotten... Do you want to guess the other set before
and
you...
The other set is, of course, Aragorn and Arwen.
All right, so you've got...
Of course.
Five of the...
But else you have to get, like, the whole question.
You gotta get them all.
Oh, fuck. Why you let you guys...
These are your rules. You said I can't divide
Yeah, but I broke my own rules for you guys when I let you guys split that fucking question.
Right. Well, that's because you're weak-willed. Deduction of the points.
Well, first off, right. I gave you enough description of her, and for, like, me to,
that ain't
like,
her name.
An elven maid needs a name.
She was elven maid, and her cousin wanted to fuck her, anyone else want to guess?
I gave you her fucking lineage.
Dior.
Incorrect. Dior is a man.
what was the other name? It's Idril, right?
Idril, correct. Idril Celebrimbor.
Okay, so Paul gets the points for that.
And then we're going to give Adam... this is 2 points also.
Wait a minute, he can give the lineage and I can't
read the thing?
Come on, questions.
I know, but we broke the rule, otherwise Paul gets none and I feel bad.
Wait.
So Adam gets like 1 point?
No, he gets two.
I think Alex said that.
But they're doubled, right? So he gets four, I guess.
You guys cheat.
What's wrong, Matt? What are you complaining about?
He was able to give the lineage, and that was sufficient. And I can
no, that's
say
not sufficient. Lineage. I'm not counting that. I'm saying he didn't get that. That's why he's not getting all the points. He's getting
my outrage is justified. Acknowledge.
He's getting what 10 points? He should get like 15. He gets like.
Well, it was going to be 20, so he gets 16, and Adam gets 4.
Okay.
Is that good?
Sounds fine.
Everybody add with that. All right.
No, but I'm pretty sure Alex said it before I did.
I didn't even hear Alex say it. I'm sorry. Did Alex say it before? 4 points to Alex as well. I like this.
I didn't hear you say it, Adam.
As
you're both
well,
saying it at the same time.
Everyone's getting points.
It's fine.
Wait a minute, how many points did I get for my outrage?
I can't get points for outrage. I'm sorry.
Come on! That's outrageous!
There's plenty more coming, don't worry. That's what he or she said. Okay, moving on.
Oh.
Matt, you're losing your lead.
Oh.
I can't imagine why Matt would be angry. Alright, so we have one more. That was our first pass through round one, correct?
Round two.
I meant round two. Okay. Alright, so back to the top. Alex?
Give me some more of that character action, please.
What was the name that Eowyn used when she joined the Riders of Rohan on their journey from Rohan to Minas Tirith? And in what nobleman's company did she ride?
Her assumed name was Dernhelm.
Dernhelm is correct.
She was riding with Erkenbrand?
Incorrect. Anyone for the steal?
Me.
Yeah, I think it was elf something, wasn't it?
What do they all wear on their heads? What are those things they
elf
wear
helm.
On their heads?
Helm?
Elf helm, correct.
Okay.
But nobody gets
all
their
points.
No, I can't. So we're going to give 2.5 to Paul and Matt because you both said elf. And Alex gets 5 points.
It's like ale belly.
All right, on to Matt. What would you like? Nobody wants geography.
Yeah, well, give obviously. Me some,
geography
give me
history.
The easiest geography. Go easy on me, Nadia. I got
yeah, that's...
$20 bill. Your
I
name.
Was going for five, Nadia. What were you thinking?
Okay, six. That's
six?
Easy.
She said this is easy, Matt, so yell at her if you're wrong. On what tree...
Like, cool.
On what tree-lined field on the banks of the Anduin in Ithilien did King Elessar honor Frodo and Sam after the Battle of the Morannon and the destruction of the One Ring?
Ah, fuck. Hold on. But you're asking the name of the field?
Field. It was also the name of the chapter.
Yeah.
Come on, I cannot believe you don't remember this.
Come on. Hold on, I'm making myself a drink.
I'm going to refresh my drink.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm doing, too. Oh, God. It's not the Gladden Fields. It's not
the Pelennor. It's,
Oh, shit. Oh, you know what? I don't know.
Can we steal?
Who said steal? No. You see, that's why I do mine on my phone, so I'm mobile. No?
Shit. Because you said it's the same name as the chapter, right?
Yeah. And now I'm going to Google it, but I've officially...
I think it's like core something. Cormel, right?
Those.
Cromulin?
Cromulin, maybe? Yeah.
All right, whatever. Did I get it?
No, nope, I've officially said that I don't...
Was there a steal?
Okay, I see.
Oh, God
yeah,
damn!
He stole it, didn't he?
I got half of it.
You got 5 points.
So who got points on that? Just so I know.
Adam got 5.
Yeah, it's Cormolin, that's what it is.
Yeah. I was going to give you a different question, Matt. So Matt will find out what the next question he would have gotten, whoever picks geography next.
Oh, boy.
This was easy!
All right. You know.
So we're on to Adam. Adam chooses next.
Let's see. What haven't I done? I don't know. Let's do culture again.
This is a multiple-part answer.
Shit.
Name the five houses or peoples who have the following sigils. I will list a sigil, and you make a guess. So we'll go one at a time.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Can we steal one at a time, or...?
Yeah, but you gotta let him answer, you know, give him time to answer for the...
Oh, right.
All right. A white swan ship on a blue field.
I'm not good with, like,
Steel.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Let him. He's got to make a guess. Though.
More fanfiction, people.
I tried, Nadia. I tried to read some fanfiction.
I mean, it's got to do with the Grey Havens, right? I don't know.
Keep thinking about it. Steel. All right.
Matt got it. Don't.
Oh, fuck off! Oh. I said Steel before him, and then he
yeah, but I think
he goddamn answer.
Said Steel. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
You gotta be aggressive.
There's one more coming.
You'll probably get a chance at all of them. All right. At this rate.
Number 2, an 8-raid silver star.
An 8-raid silver star.
Wow.
Well, I don't know that one, so.
Yeah, it's, pass.
It's with an F. It's with an F.
Can I steal it? The House of Feanor?
It's House of Feanor.
Yes. Yeah.
I think you would have got two before I said F.
I thought you just said it ends with an F. I was like, what the hell? Oh, okay. That really confused me.
Alright, number 3. You should
get the next 3. The next 3 are easy.
Yeah, no, I tried to pick the easier ones of the 10 that I found, so...
Okay.
Wheat tree under 7 stars and a silver crown on a black field.
The silver crown, isn't that, House Elessar?
Yeah, I'll give you that. It's the House of Elendil.
Elendil. Okay.
Alright, so a white horse on a green field.
A white horse on a green field. Oh, I mean, like, it's Rohan, but...
Yeah, correct. Rohan. You think okay. I was asking for a specific house of... We don't get anybody's last names in Rohan.
Yeah, like, Theoden...
It's the House of Eor. The House of Eor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, and the last one is a white hand on a black field.
Oh, Saruman.
Correct.
Yeah,
so
6
Adam
points
gets 6 points, and who's that? Paul got the first... Mac, who got Dol Amroth? I forget him.
Matt
so long.
Got it.
That was me.
So, 2 to Matt and 2 to Paul, right? Alright, on to Shane.
I'll take some geography.
This is the question that Matt would
have done. Has anyone ever picked geography? I don't understand.
These were my favorite questions, Nadia. Thank you. These two great carved rock pillars mark the northern edge of the Kingdom of Gondor at its height. Also known as the Gate of Kings, what were these pillars known as collectively, and what two kings do they depict?
Oh, come on.
Starts with an A. Like,
you're not wrong there.
Yeah.
I want to say Anor. Something Anor.
Steel.
Well, do you want to guess who the kings are? We've got to let him do all that.
Which two kings?
Not Elendil. The tall one. Wait, yeah, Elendil.
Elendil is the tall one.
Elendil. His name Elendil the tall one.
And Isildur. I don't know.
Isildur.
All right, you got Isildur. All
right, no. The Argonath.
Wait a minute, I stole like fucking 5 minutes ago.
Matt, but
you can't like reserve the steel.
No one's gonna applaud you for coming too soon, Matt.
All right, Paul got the Argonath. Matt, you want to guess the other king or no?
Wait a minute, so it's Isildur, and it wasn't Arendil, so it's got to be Anorian.
Anorian.
Okay.
Right, okay, so 2.5 for everyone.
Hey.
Wait, who gets
this was
except for Adam. No points for Adam.
Going to be 3.33 points for everybody?
That wasn't
who gets the Argonath, whatever it is.
Paul got the Argonath and Matt got an Arian.
I still call it bullshit because after he said he didn't know, I said steel.
No, but we had to let him answer the...
Okay, yeah, but he had the second part. Don't be hasty.
Adam said Isildur, so he gets points for that.
No, but he had already said Isildur. I was just confirming it when he said it, like, because I knew it.
I said Isildur.
Shane said Isildur.
Okay, so everyone gets 2.5, okay? Because there's too many people on
this. It's fine. All right, Paul, back to you.
I will take, culture.
Complete the song that begins with the line.
Oh, thank you so much
and
for
you
this.
Have to sing it. Tall ships and tall kings. Go.
And seven stars, and seven stones, and one white tree.
All right, before anyone steals, there are four lines, and he got two of them. So you got the last two lines.
If it's any consolation, I can recite by memory the entire song of Khazad Dûm. So,
well,
that's got nothing.
In Moria, in Khazad Dûm.
Does anyone want to guess the next three lines? There's three lines, actually, miss. You got tall ships and tall kings.
Lally down in the valley.
La 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 lally, you got it.
Oh, Tom Bombadil.
I mumble this song under my breath at least once a day, but that's just me.
Anyone else?
Alex?
Nope.
Alright.
Hey, who's ahead right now?
Let me finish the answer, then we'll get a stand. This is the end of
part two. Isn't it something like come across the sea because it has to rhyme with tree?
Tall ships and tall kings, three times three. What brought they from the foundered land over the flowing sea? Seven stars, seven stones, and one white tree.
I mean, that's all on our iTunes playlist, right?
Well, apparently we recite it to each other every day, you know, just to
keep it fresh.
All right, so he got two of... A third of it, whatever a third of the points is there. Three points.
So three?
Sure. 3 points. All right. So after... That was Paul's question, right? So we got one more round of...
Yeah,
round.
And he got 4 points.
I was...
Morgul blade that.
For real?
Did I stutter?
Ooh!
Oh!
Let's get the totals.
The
drunks
are going at each other.
Who's Morgul blading who?
Well, let's hear the scores first.
Oh, see, I was trying to, like, fill in the time while we were
first. I don't even know if Matt's in the lead anymore.
I don't think he is. Okay, so Alex has 32.5.
Oh, dang it.
Matt has 31.5.
31.5?
Adam, 31.5.
Okay.
Adam has 25. Shane has 15.5, and Paul has a lot of points. 30. That's actually 43.
Ah, I'm no longer a tween in the Hobbit's years.
Wait a minute.
You're still a nerd. All right. So that's still anyone's game. There's a lot of points coming out. So,
one more round.
And it's still the second round, right?
Yeah, this is the last pass through the second round. So Alex is up. I assume no one wants to step.
What about my Morgul blade, yo?
You gotta wait. You gotta wait till it's their turn.
Oh, I thought you said we could use it at any time.
No, only when they're.
You said anybody any time, Greg.
Well, Greg didn't make the rules. I'm here.
And he read the rules. You can stab anyone when it's their turn. You can't just go around stabbing people. That wouldn't be civil.
Makes it more fun, though.
This is Lord of the Rings, not Game of Thrones.
People have an opportunity to get more points, and that's not fair. So. All right, so. And plus, why would you be stabbing Matt? He's not in the lead, but that's fine.
Because he was last time.
All right.
Geography, please.
After the War of Wrath and the sinking of Beleriand beneath the sea, this island, quote, stands alone in the water beyond the new coasts that were made in the days of the War of Wrath of the Valar.
It would have been part of Beleriand?
It was part of Beleriand, yes.
I really don't know.
Steel.
Paul for the steel.
Was it Himmering?
Incorrect.
Yeah! USA. USA.
Although I might have to give you partial points because technically...
Because it was the Hill of Himmering, wasn't it?
That's, this quote does not refer... This is a direct quote from the Silmarillion. It does not refer to that island. Anyone else want to guess?
Oh, crap. I don't want to guess, but is it Morwen?
It is Morwen.
It is!
Tall Morwen.
7 points! Ah!
That's getting
5 points.
5 points.
Oh, no, because I wasn't willing to take the risk.
But you get 5 points anyway.
See, I feel bad because technically Paul's right, but I had another question about Himmering.
Yeah, but it wasn't an island when it was called Himmering.
Right, but it was, okay. Thank you.
No points for
I
anyone.
Can afford to be generous, Greg.
Oh, being generous and cocky.
Oh,
right.
Oh man.
So Matt gets 5 points on that one. All right, Matt, as your subject, what would you like?
I don't know. Give me some culture.
We all need some culture. All right.
Speak for yourself.
Maybe some people in like East Texas or Tennessee, but
Dems fighting
words.
Anyone stabbing Matt just because of his comments or no? All right.
Hey, yeah, Matt, that sharp pain you feel in your ass,
that's my Morgul blade.
Are you actually stabbing him?
Yeah, I'm stabbing.
All right. So Matt is being taken down a peg, even though he's not leading. All right.
Oh, man.
I was going to give you this question, but now I got to give you a super tough, hard Morgul blade question. Yeah. All right. Sorry, Matt. According to the Appendix F... Oh, sorry. According to Appendix F of Lord of the Rings, what was Merry's actual name in, quote, genuine hobbitish?
Ooh.
That's my
Merriotic Brandybuck.
Incorrect. No what? Stealing on any of these. That is his anglicized name. Mm-hmm. His correct name is Calimoc Brandagamba.
Brandagamba?
Duh.
Get the fuck out of here
Brandagamba.
With that shit.
Brandagamba.
Good old Calimoc Brandagamba.
That was like the character in that Disney movie that isn't allowed to be shown anymore with like Tar Baby and Briar Rabbit.
Song of the South.
Which one? That Tar Baby again? I forget.
What?
Jesus.
Oh, boy. No,
sorry,
the character's
Matt.
Not Tar Baby, and that's why they can't show it anymore.
That's Briar Rabbit. Briar Rabbit stories. Song of the South.
Yeah, it's Zippity-Doo-Dah.
Oh, God.
Zippity-Doo-Dah.
All right.
Anyway, so that's minus 30 for Matt.
Boom!
1.5 points.
Don't insult Louisiana. I mean, Texas.
Yeah, but now, look what you started saying. Now Matt's going to stab you, and Paul is going to run away with it. But we'll see what happens.
It's okay.
Adam.
I'm pretty sure even with my 1 point, I can beat Shane.
I got like 15 points, bro.
He's got 15.5 now. So.
Yeah, no, I'm about to have 11.5. Let's do culture.
All right,
Adam. How about characters?
What elf said, "Do not despise the lore that has come down from distant years, for oft it may chance that old wives keep in memory word of things that once were needful for the wise to know."
You say it again?
"But do not despise the lore that has come down from distant years, for oft it may chance that old wives keep in memory word of things that once were needful for the wise to know."
Did you say what elf?
What elf? It is an elf.
It's an elf, okay. It's not Elrond. And who do they meet? Is it Celeborn?
It is Celeborn. Way to go.
It's in Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah, it was in the movie.
Okay. Yeah.
I think all he said in the movie was like, "You're being hunted. Here are some knives."
Because I was trying to go back. I thought maybe it wasn't in Lord of the Rings.
You don't need the thought process, Adam. Thank you. Let's get to my next question because I need to beat Shane.
All right, Shane. Is anyone stabbing Shane? Nope. All right.
No. The North remembers.
Okay. Shane,
you mean the East Boston?
One question left in characters. Everything else is wide open. So you know.
Also, here's the map culture. Insult me by saying that I live in East Boston.
Culture, you said?
Yes, I did say that.
What is the Elvish name for hobbits?
Oh.
That would be... Let's see. That would be... The... Can y'all hear my son's iPad?
Yeah.
I hear something.
Okay, just curious.
I thought that was your brain working.
No, my brain doesn't work in Special Agent Oso.
Are you sure?
Most of the time. I don't know, the little folk.
I would like to steal.
Steal. Alex for the
steal. Oh, how did he... he's like, I would like to...
Don't be hasty.
I think he said and I might have said steal.
Close enough, Perianoth. Is the Perianoth. Or the Perianoth.
I was thinking that. Yeah, I only know that because I was like...
Shame.
I took like a BuzzFeed quiz an hour ago, and that was one of the questions.
You were preparing. I'm sure you were
preparing with...
So that was Alex. We do 5 points for that, right?
Well, yeah, and the BuzzFeed, the title was like, only a true Lord of the Ring will be able to answer these questions.
I thought it was going to be like top 10 things hobbits are called.
Probably something like that. Yeah.
Little shits, number 5.
Shire rats.
All right, so you got that, Nadia? 5 points for Alex?
Yep.
Paul.
An intelligent person would stab him with a Morgul blade right now, but...
Luckily for me...
And just to clarify the rules, Morgul Blade, if you get it wrong, you lose 30 points. If you get it right, you get 10 points, correct?
I'm aware.
But
I'm letting the listeners know that.
The person who stabs them loses nothing?
Oh, they do. If the person gets it right, you lose 10 points.
Oh, yeah, they lose 10
points. That's right. Because they get Athelas and you don't.
Hmm. All right, Paul, I'm gonna have to stab you in the ass. I'm sorry.
All right. Ooh. Oh, and just so you know, you don't have to stab in the ass. You don't have to stab in the ass.
No, he wants to.
All right.
It's just more fun that way.
I was aware of that.
We need to find a good sound effect for being...
Didn't,
just play the clip of Frodo being stabbed by a Morgul Blade. But
didn't Frodo get stabbed in the ass?
Yeah, so, some wounds never heal.
You'll have a hole there forever.
My ass is suddenly cold.
All right. Nadia, do you have a choice of which one you want to give him? I didn't number them, but you can do 1, 2, 3,
okay.
4, 5.
Two.
Two? All right.
I guess.
Morgul Blade question. How many hobbits were killed in the Battle of Bywater?
There's...
30?
Incorrect.
Is it closer to 100?
Is... No, 19.
Fucking odd numbers.
Yeah, that's
like a crazy question.
It's supposed to be.
That's -30 for Paul.
Wow. Welcome to the basement, buddy. Actually, still you still might be beating Shane. Yeah.
Still have like 12, don't I?
You have 13.
Yeah, so you might be beating Shane. So.
Boom, I'm in second place.
All right, that is the end of round two. Nadia, would you like to give us a points total? A lot of stabbing going on there.
Alex has 37.5. Matt has 6.5, and then Adam has 35, and Shane has 15.5, and Paul has 13.
Oh, I forgot about somebody.
So Alex is quietly Stabbing taking Alex. First place.
Think I'm going to be punctured very soon.
Well, you're right. I just stabbed you in the butt.
All right,
I'm going to stab him.
Oh, I get it. All right. Moving on to round three. Alex, would anyone like to stab?
Okay. Yeah, okay. A lot.
I know. All right, we get it. We have... There's procedure. We must follow procedure. Jeez.
So all right.
We're not dwarves here.
What does that mean?
We're civilized.
How dare you?
Nadia, I was going to go with number one. You on board with that one?
Yeah, I feel like that's too easy for Alex.
Oh, all right.
Dang.
What about three? You want to go with three?
Yeah, no, five.
Five? Really?
Whoa.
All right.
Give him number five.
No. All right, I was going to go
not
number
that.
One. No.
What were the names of the three trolls that found Bilbo in The Hobbit and were later turned to stone by Gandalf?
Oh, fuck me.
Aww.
Bert.
One.
Screw you.
Yeah, Bert.
Who said Bert?
He did say Bert.
Okay. We have to get the whole question correct. Otherwise,
no stealing, no partials. So.
Yeah. Is there a Bill in there?
Ooh, there's a Bill.
There is.
Ooh, the third one.
The pressure.
Oh my god, he's going to get this.
Dang it. Is there a timer, maybe? Could be.
You have 5 seconds left. 4, 3, 2,
I don't know.
Hey, let's give him a guess. Just pick a name.
Ernie.
The light take you.
Incorrect. Anyone know it just for fun?
Tom.
It was Tom.
Damn.
Thank God.
Yes, minus 30 for Alex.
You're like, let's use number five. Oh, no, not number five. And I was expecting, like, how many times did Elrond take a piss when he was under the care of Maglor and Aedros?
Whoa. Nobody ever shits in Tol. There's no slit trenches being dug. There's no outhouses in Rivendell. They just hold it for the whole age, and then they go in between ages. Everyone knows that.
The English way.
Hobbits definitely pee. Elves don't.
Yeah, hobbits. I'm sure dwarves are just shitting all over the place, too, but it's all right.
Well, they have just those massive chasms in their kingdoms that they just kind of walk over to.
Yeah.
Matt, it is up to you. What subject would you like?
I hope I don't get stabbed again. culture.
Stab.
If you want to. All right, this is round three. These are tougher questions. Culture. These are all so hard, I'm sorry. All right, Matt gets to sing. Recite accurately, in its entirety, the poem that Gandalf writes to Frodo in a letter given to him by Butterbur and Bree that starts with, "All that is gold does not glitter." And it is 8 lines. You already got one of them.
All right. All that is gold does not glitter. Go fuck yourself in your stupid fucking questions.
I'm out.
I remember.
So,
you want to guess any of the lines? You might get some of them.
So all that is gold does not glitter. Not all who wander are lost. Something withered. Deep roots are not touched by frost.
Mm.
Wow.
Shit.
I believe these lines were given to Arwen in the movie in like a letter when it was like a cutscene or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
When the sword was being forged, yeah.
Yeah, not...
Yeah, it was just somebody in the background.
I remember the last part then.
I might have given a point away. Any other lines matter, no? You got two of them.
I'm trying to think.
Give me
a
minute.
A light from the shadows of spring or something. I don't know. So,
You're getting it.
Okay, a light from the... shit, now you guys are putting pressure on me.
Something's got to rhyme with spring, buddy.
God damn it. The crownless now will be king.
Give you that.
Yeah.
So you got four of the eight. Matt got four of the eight, so he gets half the points.
Right. Well, let's not count the first one. Let's not count the first one. He's got
He got not all those seven. Who wander are lost. He got deep roots of the frost. He got...
Yeah. So he's got four out of seven. So that's...
Oh, that's better. Right. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. Anyone else want to get the other three?
I can steal one.
What's that?
Renewed the blade that is broken?
Yes, renewed shall be blade that was
broken. I don't remember the rest of it.
Oh, and words of fealty are spoken, renewed is a blade that is broken.
Yeah. No, sorry.
No, not spoken?
No, nothing spoken. The old that is strong does not wither, and the other line was, from the ashes a fire shall be woken. So Adam gets...
Okay, so Matt gets 9 or 10.
Round up, that's fine.
Yeah, and then Adam gets...
Round up some above Shane.
Three.
For now.
Adam gets 3.
For now. All right, on to Adam.
Geography, history,
geography.
Culture. Finally, I put so much effort in these damn geography questions.
I actually kind of figured that. So.
Did you say that in, like, the professor voice from Futurama?
No.
Geography! So much effort. Good news, everybody!
Fry! All
right. Good news!
These two seas, located in the far east of Middle-earth, were once rumored to have been part of the inland sea of Helkar, where the elves first awoke. But this theory has since been debunked by the publication of the Peoples of Middle-earth. Name these two seas. The first is located in the land of Mordor and is described by Tolkien as having dark, sad waters.
Oh, the sea that's in Mordor?
Wow.
That's the Mordor Sea.
The Sea of Mordor.
You got the first two letters. First two words.
Thank you.
Adam, while you think about this, can I just say that when Greg said the two C's, I mainly thought of, like, the two see you next Tuesdays or something like he was going to say.
Oh, boy. But, yeah. No, I was thinking, like, the Sundering Seas or something.
If I was English, I could make a joke, but I can't even say it.
Yeah. No, we can't say it.
So you said I can't even think of what the one in Mordor is steel. Called now.
Paul, Steel?
The Sea of Rune and the Sea of Nernen?
Correct.
Yes. 7.5 for football.
On to Shane.
What are the categories again?
Geography, history, culture, and characters. And someone ordered two copies of Shane today at the bookstore. Just thought you'd appreciate that.
That's an excellent book.
Mm-hmm. It's about a cowboy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The book's good, or the movie's good, too. Shane, come back.
Shane.
Is that the one where they moved the dead tree stump or whatever?
Excuse me?
Did they shoot a dog at some point? Or no?
No, that's Old Yeller.
I feel like every good Fern
Grove. That sounds like something that happens in the South a lot.
Yeah, from time to time.
From moving in
All right, that's enough of this little shit on the South interlude part two. Shane, what subject would you like?
Hey, I have a big issue with the South right now. East Texas and Louisiana.
I'll take characters.
Characters, round three. All right, this one I actually was wrong, and I corrected it at the very last second. So, I'm pretty sure this is correct. What are the names of Bilbo Baggins' parents, the names of Frodo Baggins' parents, and what is the familial relationship of Bilbo and Frodo?
Bilbo is
five
Frodo's.
Answers.
Okay. Wait, is that right?
In the books.
Oh, shit.
They asked me this question at Trivia Night once, and it was all Lord of the Rings questions. It's the only one I got wrong, and I wanted to flip the table.
Frodo, son of Drogo.
Oh, and the hint. I forgot the hint. Bilbo's mother has the same first name as a famous porn star, and Frodo's father has the same first name as an important A Song of Ice and Fire character.
Dude, why wouldn't you go plant? You had to go porn star?
Isn't it poisonous plant?
It's yeah. Like a poison, right? But you went to, like, an obscure porn star from 10 years ago. When did you stop watching porn?
I beg your pardon, obscure?
Well, I mean, I know her because I'm a connoisseur of such things.
The knowledge Matt has of porn stars is vast.
We used to have to buy our porn on DVD.
App porn?
All right, Shane, so you got Drogo.
Wait, is it really Drogo?
Yes, Drogo Baggins.
Hmm. Bilbo's...
So, Daenerys?
Bilbo's mom was famous.
It's Daenerys Brandebuck, correct.
Bilbo's mom was a took. Hmm.
Maybe if you give it up for lineage, like,
oh, you'll accept that as a mom. Yeah, I have a mom.
What is her name?
Give us a name.
Bilbo, son of Philbo?
Philbo? Incorrect. Do you want to guess?
Do
you want to guess on the relationship?
Oh.
Well, let's let it be. He
is his third cousin.
I'll accept cousin. Cousin is fine, because there are cousins in the books, and uncle, and nephew.
I can give...
Steal.
All right, Paul.
If I can give closer... Well, Frodo's mom is Primula Brandybuck.
Correct.
Yeah. And Bilbo's father is Bungo.
Correct. Anyone else know the mother of Bilbo?
I don't know.
Mary Belladonna took. All
right, so Matt got Belladonna took.
And I can I also maybe get a point for the exact cousin?
I knew she was the Took.
You can, but I don't think I'm... Okay, go ahead.
So, Frodo is Bilbo's first and second cousin due to the Took and Baggins relations.
Right, which he's also the second cousin once removed, so...
Either way.
I can't like double the points for that, so you just get the points for that one. But,
so
actually...
Points distribution on that one?
No, so... Shane's question, right? Shane got cousins, so he gets a point. Points for that. He gets Drogo Baggins, correct?
I should get points for knowing Bilbo's mom was a Took, too. Just saying.
Give him one point.
Yeah, but you didn't know her name was Belladonna Took.
Okay, so he gets 7 points.
And then Paul gets all the other points. Divided by half.
Paul gets 5, I guess.
Alright.
Wait a minute, how many
Matt got
I have a question about the rules. If you stab somebody and the person gets it wrong, you get 10 points?
No.
No, you get nothing?
No, you would lose points if they got it right, correct, Paul?
Yeah, you only lose points if they get it right. You don't gain anything by stabbing someone. That's a bad message that I didn't want to get across.
So who should have rubber blades? I think Alex has one and then Adam has one, right?
I have one.
I think Alex and Adam both have one. Oh, and Matt, because he hasn't stabbed Shane yet.
No, 3 people have gotten stabbed.
No, only 2.
Paul stabbed Alex. No, hold on. Paul stabbed Alex. Shane stabbed Matt. And then who stabbed Paul? Matt stabbed Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't stab Paul. Paul, right? Adam did.
Okay. Oh, then Adam Matt and... Okay, so then Matt and Alex have...
Oh, yeah, I've read 3 Morgul Blade questions, so 3 people have got...
There's a whole lot of stabbing going on.
Does anyone want to point
to who's got swords left? Blades.
Oh, I do.
Matt and Alex.
I do as well.
Matt and Alex, okay.
Sword of Damocles.
I forgot to mention that the host and the scorekeeper also get a sword, so we can stab anyone at any point.
Okay, I did not decree that law. It is not canon.
Wow.
All right, we get arrows. We get to shoot arrows at you and take away points anytime we want. No, I'm kidding. It's fine. We'll talk about that next week.
Score update?
Well, let's finish this round. After Paul's question, it'll be the end of part one of this round. So let's do
it. Okay.
Boy.
All right.
Paul, your subject?
Characters.
Characters for 15 points. This one is divided by 13. Name all 13 dwarves that accompanied Bilbo and Gandalf on the journey to the Lonely Mountain.
Oh, sweet.
It's easy.
Thorin Oakenshield, Balin, Dwalin, Feely, Keely, Dori, Nori, Ori, Oin, Gloin, Biffer, Boffer, Bomber.
God damn it, you got them all. Right.
That was painless.
I would like to thank the 1970s Hobbit, because that's how I remembered their names.
Because they all rhyme in some way?
Oh, the way they present it. Dwalin, Balin, Keely, Feely, Dori, Nori, and Ori. Oin, sir, and Gloin, sir. Call him Biffer and him Boffer.
And Bomber.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just went into a special journey right there, yeah.
Special journey, thanks.
And that was Nadia's question, so you've got her to thank for your points there.
Aw, thanks, Nadia.
Yeah. But you really should not have put that in round 3.
I realize that now, yeah.
Especially because we just did a Hobbit episode yesterday.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, all but right. Still didn't remember the 5 armies.
He's still going to get stabbed twice, so it's fine. All right, so at the end of part 1 of round 3, what are the totals? We got 2 more rounds around... Oh, God, 2 more.
Okay, so Alex has 7.5. Matt has 16.5. Adam
Wait a minute,
how much? Has... 16.5. Adam has 38. Shane has 22.5. And Paul has... That's...
And you got 10 for that one, just so you know, right? You got 10 points for that.
Oh, you got 15.
I got 15, because it's...
Oh, 15, I'm sorry. 15. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, 40.5.
40.5?
Yeah.
All right.
So Adam and Paul are pretty close.
Yeah, Adam's, like, being quiet. He doesn't want anyone to stab him.
Oh, I'm going to get stabbed.
right, on to, we've got two more passes through round three, and then we'll see where we are. So back to Alex.
Cactus, please.
Though Deagle found the One Ring after it was lost at the beginning of the Third Age, he never wore it. Name all of the characters to have actually put on and worn the One Ring. There are seven of them.
Does Sauron count?
Sauron does count.
Sauron, Isildur, Smeagol, Bilbo, Frodo, Samwise Gamgee.
You got six of the seven.
Steal.
Like, he's got to let him guess. Matt, you have reserved your steal.
Oh, bullshit. Okay. You couldn't say you could reserve steals before. You said you couldn't.
I'm in charge of the ship.
When Greg acknowledges that.
Go not to the elves for advice, because they'll say both yes and no.
Damn it, you just ruined one of my questions. Take a guess, Alex. You still got 12 points, so you're...
I don't know.
Matt?
Tom Bombadil.
Tom Bombadil is correct.
Yes. Really?
He spun it on his little finger and was like, ooh, what am I going to do with this little thing? Something like that.
Yeah, but
okay, Matt gets 2, and Alex gets 12.
Yep.
Nadia, can you do
that? Give him
12.5
and 2.5, Nadia.
When I'm beating Shane.
What?
Can you do me a favor and just let me know when I'm starting to beat Shane?
Okay.
So you can, like, don't worry, Nadia, you
so
won't
you
have to worry about
it. I'll take this as a no.
I'll make him negative.
So, Nadia, do you give 12.5 and 2.5 for that? Please.
Yeah, okay.
All right, on to Matt. Is anyone stabbing Matt? Just asking.
Dude, I have 15 points.
I'm just
waste
asking. All right. So, what subject would you like?
I'll take history, I guess.
This is our first history question of round three.
Oh, shit.
Name the 6 battles of Beleriand. English is fine. You don't need to name the Elvish. But if you just know the Elvish, that's fine.
Can we make this the Silmaril question? Because this is kind of hard.
Shit.
See, I didn't want to, because that means then he won't be able to get points if he can... You know, if you get some of them.
Well, I've been really generous to Matt. I guess we can, you know, make this.
All right, it's up to Nadia. Is it a Silmaril question?
It is.
It is a Silmaril question.
All right. Crap. Well, I'm not going to get it. Battle of Unnumbered Tears. Battle of...
We've already broken the law that we can divide Silmaril questions up, so it's fine.
What is it? No, that's the plane between, shit.
The first one was a battle, you know that, right? And it took place in...
I'm guessing all 6 of
I'm
the
trying to help you out here, buddy.
...are battles.
It took place in Beleriand.
The first battle.
They didn't, it's just called the Battle of Beleriand. There you go, you got the first one.
Didn't actually say that, but give me points. No, I can't... really think of them.
Alright, so Matt got 2/5 of that, or 2/6, so a third points to Matt.
Could I steal, please?
Please do.
So, it's the Battle Under the Stars is the first one?
It's
right.
The second one.
Really?
I wasn't joking, the first one is just called the Battle of Beleriand. It's the first Battle of Beleriand.
Lamoth?
No, I'm saying that's what it's called. It's literally called the Battle of Beleriand. It's called the first Battle of Beleriand. Oh. There's no name for it.
Then...
So you got Battle Under Stars.
Glorious Battle. I don't remember the elven name.
That's fine. Got Glorious Battles. There's 2 more.
Battle of Sudden Flame.
Yeah.
Sudden Flame! That's what I was thinking. Unnumbered Tears.
Matt got Unnumbered Tears.
And I don't recall the last one.
Anyone like to say the correct Elvish pronunciation, which is my favorite Elvish word ever?
Nirnayet Arnoidien.
Very good, comrade. You said that correctly.
Boy.
We're still missing one.
You're missing the last one.
The final battle.
The War of Wrath?
War of Wrath, correct. So, Matt,
So this was a Silmaril question.
Wait a minute. So, how is the War of Wrath part of the battle? Because that was a Valar coming.
Yeah, but that was considered the last battle of Beleriand. Because they, you know, broke Beleriand after that.
Alright.
I don't make the rules, buddy.
I do. And it benefits me nicely.
So Matt got 2, Alex got 3, and Paul got 1, is that correct?
No. Matt got -5, nobody else got points.
Oh, All right, fine. Not his tough cookie. All right.
Dang.
So minus five to Matt. Sorry, buddy.
That's just because there were too many people listening.
Yeah, that's true. All right, on to Adam.
Culture?
If I lose to Shane, I swear to God.
Oh, and does anyone want to stab Adam?
Maybe next time we could play, we could have, like, an actual doc that will have, like, the point just so everybody knows that might, you know, so it's less work for
Or we could have, like, a buzzer of some sort.
Take me back to my college bowl days. Ugh.
Ooh, quiz bowl. That was...
What'd you say, culture?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say culture? All right. What was the name of the flavorless but nutritional bread that the men of Escaroth made to sustain them on long journeys?
Oh.
Reserve steel.
Oh, wait a minute. I want to reserve steel this, too.
It's not Lembas. It's not
No, Lembas. It's not Lembas. It has a stupid name. And we just read it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you out here by giving you hobbit questions.
And I think I even said something like, that's a stupid name. it starts... Crumb? Is it Crumb?
Steel!
No. It's Cram.
It's Cram. He got it.
And besides, Marley, I had reserved that.
Yeah, but you can't reserve the steel.
We've established, Matt, that sometimes you can reserve steel. But I don't know.
See, Adam, much like Tolkien's writings, the original rules are the only real rules. Greg's just fucking with them at this point.
Did you know that the original? I was reading somewhere that the original name of like one of the dark or just something was Fingolfin, and then they changed. I was like, that would have fucked with my head completely. On to Shane.
Geography. You'll get it wrong, sir.
Matt, I'm waiting for Matt just to stab Shane out of spite.
This vast open range of land in the north of Beleriand lay between the heights of Dorthonion and Morgoth's fortress of Angband. Most of the wars of Beleriand were partially fought over this area. Its original name in Elvish means Green Region. What was this name, and what was it changed to after the Dagger Bragollach, when it was burned by the forces of Morgoth, and henceforth known as the Land of Gasping Dust?
Do you have to give both names?
Both names.
Damn it. Okay. I thought one of the answers was going to be the Land of Gasping Dust.
I'm sorry, these are both Elvish names. But it's on the map, so...
Which we all have hanging behind us.
Yeah,
where Shane lives, there are no maps. There's just ear tells.
He really hates it south.
Could you repeat it again?
It's really long. I don't want to.
Stall.
Basically, what's the name of the vast open range of land to the north of in the north of Beleriand between Angband and Dorthonion? It's the big open field. It had one name, and then it got overrun, and it had another name.
That would be...
You know, you're Elvish, you can literally translate Green Region and Land of Gasping Dust.
Yeah, I don't fluently speak Steel? Sindar Steel. Or Noldor. But I will go with Himland. Himlad.
Incorrect.
I would like the steel.
Alex had the steel, I believe.
It's Ard Gowan and the Anfauglith.
Correct. Both correct.
What?
And dog.
Like, he had enough time to was overrun. That shit.
What was that?
7.5 to Alex.
On to Paul.
I would like to stab that some bitch.
Ooh, Paul's getting stabbed by
Wait a minute, where are you stabbing him? Give him number four. And
I've already given him number four.
It's a kidney blow.
You know what? Let it be. You know? Let it be.
Alright, Naughty, we got one or three. Which one do you want? I don't think number one is as easy as you think it is, but I'll let you decide.
Okay, so... Okay, one, I guess.
Alright. When Ar-Pharazôn and the Numenoreans set foot upon the shores of Valinor, most of the men and ships were drawn into a great abyss and perished, but Ar-Pharazôn and his men that actually strode on the soil of the Blessed Realm were buried and imprisoned in what place, where it is said they will lie until the last battle and the day of doom?
Whoa.
Is it the Caves of the Forgotten?
Oh, fuck you.
What?
Wow. I told you.
All right, well, we're going to get to find the other one and see if you knew that. But very good. I tipped my cap.
Okay, so Paul gets 10 points.
Alex, did you know that? I'm just curious.
No.
Because I didn't know. I remember when we reread that, I was like, what the fuck are these Caves of the Forgotten I never heard of?
Much so we just got like our Farazan, Alex has miscalculated.
The multiple blade question.
Yeah. So Paul's going to win.
Multiple blade questions, you get 10 points regardless of what round it is, right?
Right. And yeah. And whoever asked loses 10, correct?
Yeah.
No.
Ask. If the person who's been asked it gets it wrong, they lose 30, but the asker, if the person gets it right, loses 10.
The
asker loses 10.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so Paul gets 10.
You're literally taking his points. Yes. All right, so we are on our last pass of round 3, correct?
Yeah, so yep. Points? Anyone?
Yeah, let's do a points total. This is our last round, last pass.
Okay. So, just in case anyone's wondering, Alex has had minus 40 in this round.
That makes me kind of
so
happy.
He has
sorry,
17.
Alex.
Alex
has 17.5. And then, Matt has 14. Adam has 53. Shane has 22.5.
Yep.
And Paul has 50.5.
So who's winning?
Adam
is Adam winning
Paul.
With 53 points.
Paul is going.
I had one. I just like to point out that I had 100 points at the end of the last round, but who's counting?
Whoa. Morgul Blade Greg.
And I had like 80. I had one.
I'm pretty sure that's why I was like, stab his ass.
Yeah, first, well, Greg, you were playing against two other people. There are like six people in this
Moving on, it is Alex's question.
I would like another character question, please.
Why aren't you stabbing anyone?
Why would you stab Alex? You stab Alex if you want, but it's really between Paul
yeah,
and Adam.
Yeah, Matt, you're literally, like, the only person with a Morgul Blade now.
Oh, it is. Matt is the only one left. That's correct. So just let me know where you want to stab, when you want to stab.
Dang it.
Yeah, what are you going to do, Matt?
Shane has just been goading Matt the entire time.
You might actually goad him into stabbing you, Shane.
Yeah, don't worry. I've talked to the weather gods. Expect more rain.
Character, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this a character question? Is it not a character question? Yes, it is. It's about a character. All right. What was the name of the chain that was used to bind Morgoth after the War of Wrath? What Valar created it? And to where do the Valar banish Morgoth, where it is said Iarendil keeps watch? So it's a three-part question.
Probably Aule made it, and it's just called the Void, isn't it? It's just the...
Gonna need a little more information.
The Darkness Beyond.
Nope.
I'm gonna give you half of that, half of a third for Void.
Boston. Wait a minute. The Void works.
Yeah.
Alright, if you're on board, I'll give him...
Yeah, it works.
Alright, Nadia's the front line.
What were you trying to get? Void.
It's a timeless void. It's got a capital T, guys. That's the only reason.
Oh, whatever.
All right.
Yeah, I'm guessing void. Just anything outside of Arda chain. Is timeless.
Yeah.
Fine. Any guess on the name of the chain?
I haven't the faintest idea.
The chain?
The big old chain.
Is it Anfauglir?
It was the big old chain, correct. It was the big old chain. What'd you say, Paul?
Anfauglir?
Nope. Anyone?
Why are they naming chains?
Everything has a name. Are you asking why they're naming something in Tolkien? This chain has nine names.
Tim?
It is Anginor.
It's two chains.
They could talk, too.
10 points for Alex.
Hey there, Morgoth! I'm your new friend! Morgoth's just like, ah, oh, fuck, kill me.
We're gonna spend eternity together.
Oh.
Block all up!
Not according to the Shadow Returns, or the Return of the Shadow, that he was writing before he died. He was coming back, guys.
See, don't tell me that. I was so happy with him. Like, oh, he completed his... he relatively completed his works. That's nice.
Well, you didn't read part 9 of 16 of the Histories of Middle-earth, where Christopher Tolkien found a piece of paper? Sorry, I'm bitter about that stuff.
And it was like, in a hole there lived a hobbit. And actually, none of this was written by J.R.R. Tolkien. So, like, it's like, okay.
All right, Matt, on to you. What would you like?
Okay, wait a minute. Nadia, quick, who's in the lead?
It is still Adam, 53 to 50.5 for par. Right?
I feel bad, Adam. You got yourself knifed.
But it's it's not my Adam's turn. Turn. It's yours.
It's Matt's turn, so you can't stab him just yet. So Matt,
wait a minute. I thought you had this coming.
No, I was gotta wait for the person's turn so that their question gets replaced.
Yeah, I made that. I made that mistake too.
They have to present themselves, and then you can stab.
Yeah.
How do they present themselves?
Well, when their turn comes around, so basically...
Go ahead, let Paul win, you know, whatever.
They give you a come-hither, stab-me look? I don't know.
Please present yourself to Matt.
Bend over.
Okay.
Jeez. Matt, what subject would you like?
Culture, please.
I'm just going to reserve a steal.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to go reserve a fuck yourself.
Well, I just, you know, I gotta put it out there. I got that blade coming.
order in the trivia game. What title was given to Gimli after the War of the Ring?
Oh, I know it. Steel.
Alright. Out, hey. Shane, reserve the steel.
That didn't count, though. That was a bullshit reserve steel.
Yeah,
oh, really before, steel? No.
In my opinion, question. All these steals have been bullshit.
Shane has reserved the steel.
Nadia says so.
I think she's basing that off his enthusiasm.
I was too.
I honestly don't know, but I'm going to say Elfriend.
Incorrect.
Hmm.
I believe he was given that title before the end of the war. Like, Galadriel was like, yo, Elfriend.
Yeah, no, but, I mean, he was able to go to the Undying Lands with Legolas, so...
But where else did they go together? And that might be where his name came from.
Oh. What?
Shane, do you know?
Lord of the Glittering Caves?
Well, I was going to
say... Did you guess that, or did you look it up?
No, I just said that because it's obnoxious.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It is what it is. The Lord of the Glittering Caves.
Because he found it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, so Matt got it?
I gave him a hint.
Yeah.
So.
That's okay.
All right. We'll give it to him.
See, even with the hint, I probably would have been like, well, they went to the Glittering Caves, but what is he called? Like, Glitter Man now?
I think Glitter Man.
Steven Seagal.
Mega Man bosses, right? I remember Glitter Man.
Sounds like his last name. Gimli Glitterman.
You know what? I don't
Gimli
want
Gimli Glitter Friend.
I'll take them because they'll help me defeat Shane.
Shane, you didn't know that, though, did you? Or no?
No, I was thinking Elfriend.
All right, so Matt gets 15 points there. Way to go, Matt.
Every time I think I know it, whoever's answering it will say, well, I know it's not that.
I know what that
I thought like. Elfriend, too.
You mean, like, when they say, when you think, oh, it's that guy, and they actually give the real name? I'm like, oh, fuck.
No.
I'm all going right. after Shane.
I'm to Adam. Is anyone stabbing Adam? Adam?
Someone should stab Adam. I will.
Ah, right.
You're like, you're the only one with the blade. All right, Paul, you win.
All right, so this is the last Morkel Blade question. This is the one that I was going to give Paul, but you get it instead. After the death of King Arvedui, the northern realm of Arnor was diminished, but not entirely lost. His son was the first chieftain of the Dunedain. What was his name?
I would have gotten this right, too, Greg. Right,
so...
Fuck me in that last name about the Ice Bay of Forachel.
It's Forachel?
I don't know who King Arvedui's son was. But you said he was the first of the Dunedain?
First chieftain of the Dunedain in exile or whatever.
Sorry, buddy.
He's one of them rangers. Dangerous folk.
Well, the names all start the same way.
Yeah. If you take, like, all the characters that have the Dunedain, just pick three syllables, you might get it.
Is it Aragorn? No, Aragorn-y?
Can we get stop it.
I don't...
I believe your final guess was Aragorn-y.
Aragorn-y. That is my...
That is incorrect. Do you want to guess just for fun? Not that you can get points.
Oh, Arnarth, the first chieftain of the
Dunedain.
That's correct.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Just for shits and giggles, did you know Caliban Brandabanga or no?
I knew it was something along those lines. I'm like, it sounds like their names, but it's like a real fucked up way of talking.
Okay.
Like,
so Tuk, Adam loses Tuk is like 30 Tuk points.
With like a weird U.
It's a circumflex. That just means it's a long vowel sound, so it's basically two O's. So it's still Tuk. Tuk.
Yeah, you dumb dick.
Who's gonna win?
Oh.
Who is the dumb dick? The dumb dick or the dumb dick really low below him in points?
Oh, he's humble as well. All right, order
in your face.
Yeah. I deserve that.
So Adam unfortunately loses 30 points, and we are moving on to Shane.
Am I beating Adam at least?
What are the characters again? Or the categories?
Jesus, Matt.
Characters, history, geography, culture.
I don't think I've done history. I'll take history.
The North won.
But the South will
rose again. Song of the South.
All right, Shane, you better know this one. During the fifth battle, the Nernaeth Arnoidiad, Hurin of Dor Loman cried aloud 70 times, Aure Enteluva, each time he slew an orc. What does this mean?
I reserve a steal.
I was trying to ask this for you, Matt, but it never came there.
Yeah, thanks a lot, buddy.
You never picked history.
What is the translation of what he was saying?
Yeah, what does Aure Enteluva mean?
I haven't read the Silmarillion since we quit, man.
Yeah, but we talked about this for a while, I thought. I don't know.
Greg got it tattooed on his body.
I did.
But I do believe it's... And another one bites the dust.
Damn. Correct.
Sounds right.
To the pit with you. I don't know.
Close.
They will come again.
They shall come again.
That's not badass at all.
That's right. It's always shall.
They shall come again. They shall come again.
It's part of our... It's night is passing. They shall come again. But yes, they shall come again.
Wait, so Matt got that? 7.5?
Matt got the steal, yes.
Okay.
More will blame Matt.
And it's also badass because, you know, he slew people like...
And their like limbs were sticking to him.
Yeah.
I'm covered in orc hands. New rule, everybody gets Morgul pistols, and now you can all shoot someone if you want to.
Interesting. Wait a minute, can we install a new rule, like, we call upon the eagles that bring everyone down to zero?
No, Morgul arrow, you've never failed me.
Like, the eagles are coming, the eagles are coming, and then just decimate them.
Maybe for the next game, but that is the next host decision. All right, so we're going to Paul for the last question, but I think he's already clinched, but still, we'll go to him.
A 3/4 majority can summon the eagles.
Gotta use your rings and calm down at the same time.
Power Barley summons eagle.
None of these laws are canonical. I wrote down
don't
the
worry,
laws.
Paul. I'm abiding by them, don't worry.
I will... let's go with history. I do love some good history.
All right. This one I researched, and I'm right. According to the book as published, The Lord of the Rings, what is the final recorded event in the Fourth Age?
Is it Samwise passing into the West?
It is not. Dang. Does anyone else want to guess? It is in 172 of the Fourth Age.
Oh, yeah, because that's going to help.
Aragorn dying?
Is it the death of Eldarion?
It is not.
Answering both of us.
Gimli and Legolas
event,
going over
this
the
event,
city.
It is in the prologue of Lord of the Rings. Nadia, did you know this? I'm just curious.
Yeah, no one is going to get this.
I want Nadia to tell me the answer, because I trust her.
Oh, the blue wizard's leaving and not having to do anything with anything.
The blue wizard showed back up and were like, well, shit.
Correct. Hey, we're still not doing shit. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys, what do we miss?
Is it something to do with West March, the wardens there or something?
It has something to do with West March.
Well, you got one word out of the whole sentence.
Is it like the red book was passed on or like interred in the West March?
Yeah, it is technically a copy of the red book of West March is completed in Gondor by Findigil, the King's Rider.
Wasn't he related to Pippin?
No, like Pippin, he did like the original. This is like Yeah, this is like the copy. It was like the first copy made or something like that. But it was all the way in the prologue, guys. They told us the last event was in the prologue.
Oh, sorry, not Adam. Who guessed that? Paul?
No, he guessed wrong. That was like his third guess.
Alex gets something for that.
Yeah, I'll give him 2 points.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
No.
He gets like 5 points.
Nadia, trust me.
Oh my god.
I think Paul lost 30 points on that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
Nadia, would you like to give us the totals?
Yeah, in a minute.
Talk amongst yourselves.
So I'll do like the post. We'll do the after, courtroom appearance of Judge Judy. So, what did you guys expect to find here? And are you happy with what you found?
I thought there was like a final question for everybody worth like 50 points or something.
That was
my golden snitch question, and it could only work once.
I can ask the random other questions that didn't get asked.
I would prefer that. That would be amusing.
Sure. Well, let's get the totals and then
just for shit.
There's a lot of them. I spent way too much. I did 6 questions per round. I didn't even need that.
It's Finarfin one of the answers.
Finarfin is not one of the answers.
Why not? He's the best of the Noldor.
He's the one who stayed
badass.
Behind.
Yeah, I know. He's not an idiot.
Is
obviously the best of the Noldor. Come on.
Wait, who's the best of the Noldor?
You fucking nerds. Fingolfin.
I agree, Fingolfin.
Oh no, Fëanor's pretty badass.
Oh, he was an asshole.
He's a dick.
And he's the greatest.
I'm sorry that Finarfin was like, I'm not gonna put my people through a bunch of shit, and they walk back to Valinor.
Who made the Cimmerils?
Fëanor.
Thank you. Best.
Yeah, that caused the shit forever.
Yeah.
I'm leaving, guys, but I'm gonna bind you to this awful oath that you're all gonna die and die horribly for. Peace out. Yeah, that's Fëanor.
Hey, man, it's lonely at the top.
Being so emotional that you burst into flame when you die is pretty impressive.
That is true. I forgot about that.
Hey.
God, I'm fucking pissed right now.
Settle. Nadia?
Yeah, so can I start from the bottom?
Sure.
Shane is 19.5. Adam is 23. Alex is 32.5. Matt is 36.5.
Fuck
Paul is 37.5. No, he's not.
No,
he's
Paul
not.
Should be like 60 or something, right?
He's 50.5 again.
50.5?
Yeah.
All the stabbing throws everything off. So that's pretty much where he was at the last round, too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you everyone for playing.
Oh, Paul is so far ahead, and last round you were leading by like 500, and I wasn't like, does anyone want to like... have a special stab of Greg.
So is this like the Stanley Cup where I now have to give you the trophy that I had made up, or can you have your own?
I mean, I thought like the trophy was like the winner has to host.
Well, I had a ring.
One.
I went to a jeweler and had a ring made. It was like Tolkien chain. I spent a lot of money on it.
What?
Nerd.
You only got stabbed once. You got stabbed twice.
I got
you have to wear
twice.
It on a chain. You have to wear it around your neck in a chain.
But he like evaded one of the blades, so
yeah.
I dodged it.
Well, yeah, but somebody tried to stab him.
That's right. Any words from the champion?
Suck my balls.
Oh.
Classic.
So no one had any issues with the questions. Let's probably tell they were accurate.
They were harder than
I hope so.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, they were much harder than Paul's.
Freaking
we didn't miss anything.
Oh, yeah.
I was just there to have fun.
Mm-hmm. I ain't here to make friends. Mm-mm. I'm here to win.
My precious.
Come on.
It's all for fun anyway. I just want to get these questions out of the way. Anyone know
is
the last
for
one?
Fun?
Don't. Come on.
I was going to stab you in the ass with my Morgul blade.
I know what I'm going to do with my Morgul blade.
Oh, Jesus. I mean,
yeah.
Getting hot in here?
I choose to stab Greg with my Morgul blade. I'm not playing. I'm still going to stab you with my Morgul blade.
Don't. Come on.
Well, I apologize to everybody except for Alex, because I realize these questions are probably way too difficult, but I did try to get some softballs in there, too.
Nonsense.
Next questions are super hard.
I believe Nadia's response was, I don't know any of these.
Don't, come on.
I've got a question for the hosts. How about that?
What's that? How drunk are you, Adam?
I'll save it. Later.
Don't, come on.
Just one sec. How do I get back to the call? I'm stuck on the chat screen. I have not podcasted in quite some time.
Oh, no. We get it.
What, but how do I get back to the screen with the faces on it?
Mom, stop. You're pointing the camera at the ceiling, Mom.
It's hide instant messages in the top right for me.
I got it. Alright.
Don't, come on.
Ooh, 2 hours ago it was announced that the Spice Girls will reunite.
Aren't they getting like millions of dollars to play like one concert or something?
Are they all alive?
I'm pretty
Name
sure
some of the Spice Girls. Surprisingly, that was the next question.
Well, except Dead Spice, but...
Corp Scary Spice. There's
Ghost Spice, isn't there?
Don't, come on.
1 point for Moon Ink. Put it on the board.
Don't, come on.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's okay. Yeah. So yeah.
We'll just wait while Matt has his conversation.
So yeah.
I think he's negotiating the price of his pizza.
Thank you for a minute.
Yeah, just tip him $5, Matt. Send him on his way.
Oh, boy. Oh.
I just want to wait till the audio is not fucked up.
Yeah, please. Because
he's not muted.
Yeah. Says, welcome, whatever.
Right, yeah, I'll make sure I'll run to Home Depot tomorrow.
All right. Sorry,
yeah. Home Depot, well, for sure.
Hey, well, thank you very much. Yeah, Tulsa.
Yeah.
After show.
Matt, bonus question. What is the Elvish word for mute?
Dog shit on our welcome mat, and it was so horrendous.
I don't think he knows it, Greg.
He doesn't.
The guy was like, literally, like, I try to talk.
I have to wait, because I can't talk.
Yeah.
This all has to go in, like, right?
We have to put this up.
There's nothing to edit. Matt? Well, thank you for playing Tolkien Trivia Round 2. Congratulations,
oh,
to Paul.
Shit. I thought I'd muted you guys.
No, you definitely didn't.
You going to Home Depot or something? Or
Thank you.